Scattered showers and thunderstorms will impact a fair amount of the Midwest as we go forward through the next few days. The precipitation will certainly be beneficial and will help to support crop development in the future, as well as perhaps interrupting some of the field progress across a part of the region. Most of the planting of corn is occurring in just a handful of areas, but it is advancing. It doesn't look like the cold snap that was suggested earlier this week for the latter part of next week or into the early days of April is going to turn out to be too much of a big issue. We may still see a little frost and some freezes occurring in the far northern parts of the Midwest, but at the moment, it doesn't look like there's much of a threat of cold air getting very far to the south. And for those producers who are putting seed into the ground today, obviously the seed will germinate and we'll likely see these plants starting to emerge. But if we do have a cold bout of weather in about a week or 10 days, most likely the crop would not be far enough advanced to be hurt by that particular event. And from a winter wheat perspective, temperatures are no cooler than some 30s, maybe some upper 20s across the northern parts of the Midwest. Well, a week to 10 days from now, I don't think that that's going to be cold enough to cause permanent crop damage for any part of the Midwest. So with all that in mind, it's a pretty favorable outlook over this next week to 10 days. We do think the same case is true for hard red winter wheat, although we are rather concerned about some of the potential for colder weather biased pattern to show up in April after we have two or three weeks of rather aggressive crop growth. Yesterday we saw significant precipitation occur in the western portions of the hard red wheat country extending from the Texas Panhandle into western Kansas, and some showers this morning in eastern Colorado. This fills in what was left of the lacking area of precipitation from this week's storm, so in all of hard red wheat country has seen beneficial moisture. And so with temperatures now expected to warm from 50s and 60s today into the 70s and 80s, as we get into the weekend and all of next week, we'll see some aggressive crop development take place. And the same thing is true in parts of the Midwest, only in reverse. We've been very warm here the last couple of days, and we'll likely see the heat starting to become more and more limited to the easternmost parts of the region as we see increased cloudiness and showers and thunderstorms occurring across the region. Rain totals across the Midwest will likely run from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch most often, but there will be some 1 to 2 inch amounts in quite a few locations just simply because the storm system will be fairly slow moving across the region. We'll look for the precipitation potentials to start winding down in the western Corn Belt as early as Friday afternoon, but most likely it'll be over the weekend that we see the dry weather coming back into those areas. The eastern Midwest will still be dealing with scattered showers and thunderstorms most of the weekend, and the precipitation, like I said, will turn out to be beneficial from nearly all perspectives. The next thing that happens in the Midwest will be a little cool air mass coming down from the north. It'll likely settle into the Great Lakes region as we get into the early to middle part of next week. And don't expect to see frost conditions occur much further south than probably the central portions of Indiana and Illinois and Ohio, but we'll see what happens when we get a little closer to the event. But as I said before, though, I don't expect to see any crop damage come out of it. We'll see dry weather occur for a little while this weekend into next week, but the next storm system will be moving across the Midwest as we go during the middle of the week. Showers and thunderstorms return to quite a few areas at that point in time. Rainfall is not expected to be heavy, but just enough moisture will fall to support future planting and additional crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.